pick pick, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
They did the love of the underdogs on top, and I'm gonna shine, homie, until my heart stop. Go ahead.
In winter, these frogs become smug.
Nope. It was a bit like being thrown under the bus and undermined, you know?
Tonight at 7, we see what happened to this worthless little sponge man.
Mr. Pop.
I warn you, this could scare you. The hearing of the sounds from hell is very real. Paranormal, supernatural, warn listeners in advance. It has always haunted me. And I warn you, what you are about to hear is very disturbing indeed.
Howls from hell. Real metalhead. Real metal. CKUT 90.3 FM. Welcome to hell.
That was Pure Rock Fury from Clutch here on Howls from Hell. 90.3 FM, CKUT, and my name is Sam, and I am unfortunately, you know what? I don't know if it's unfortunate, but Eric wasn't able to make it this week. Neither was John. But instead, I have brought on a special guest, James. How are you doing, James?
I'm doing well. I'm happy to be live on the air for, I think, the second time.
That's true. You've done this before, so you're actually quite seasoned.
Yeah, I was actually did this in person the last time, though, rather than having to do it remotely.
Yeah, that's a sad one. The studio is pretty great. Although, the fact that we keep being able to play good metal every other week has been pretty fun. Actually, at least you are in the right, you know, you're basically in Montreal, or near Montreal, which is closer than I am.
I mean, everywhere outside of Montreal calls, like, the cities outside of Montreal, the suburbs of Montreal. But really, it doesn't feel like you're in Montreal unless you're actually on the island.
I suppose. I guess you're in the suburbs. But, we might have some listeners from Domontang, so who knows?
I'm sure. There's got to be somebody from Domontang listening.
Yeah, at least one of our listeners. You know, one of the three. So what are you excited for today, James?
Well, I mean, right off the top of the list, you're playing one of my all-time favorite songs. I've always had this, like, special love for Ministries, Jesus Built My Hot Rod.
Classic.
I don't know why, it just, I don't know, it just sort of resonates with me. But, it's sort of my always request anytime anybody asks for, what's your favorite heavy metal song? Or I guess it's technically would be Psychobilly.
I guess. Ministry falls in industrial, which, I don't know. I've had this conversation before, which is is industrial metal? Like, it is metal, right? But
no, definitely they're an industrial metal, but specifically the Jesus Built My Hot Rod song.
That's true.
It kind of goes into a couple other different, you could put it into a couple of other different categories as well.
Yeah, you're right. It's definitely got that some rockabilly in it, maybe. But, yeah.
Well, maybe it's just because the guy says, the opening with, a really thick southern accent that I just automatically think rockabilly.
Everything just falls into it. There's a banjo, it's rockabilly. There's a southern accent, it's rockabilly. All right, well, without holding people up too long, now that you've got the intro to our next song, James, you want to introduce it?
All right, coming up next, it's Jesus Built My Hot Rod by Ministry.
Soon I discovered that this rock thing was true. Jerry Lee Lewis was the devil. Jesus was an architect. To his career as a prophet, all of a sudden I found myself in love with the world, so there was only one thing that I could do, was ding-a-ding-dang my dang-along ling-long.
Thank you. my car. It's a love affair. Mainly Jesus and my hot rod.
Yeah, fuck it.
The Wizard.
Oh,
You're listening to Howls from Hell, from classic hits to circle pits and everything in between. CKUT 90.3 FM.
No!
That was Nerdy by Poison the Well here on CKUT 90.3 FM. We're House from Hell. James, that was actually your pick, wasn't it?
Yes. So I was friends with this Montreal band called Bleeding Orange, and they used to cover that song. And it was almost like they covered the song as like a joke, but at the same time, like it does rock pretty hard.
It's...
as long as you don't listen to the lyrics.
Yeah, so I couldn't hear the lyrics. I have no idea what they were saying.
So it opens up with, "Why do your eyes paralyze me? Why do I feel this way?
Oh, God.
I want to stay with you forever." Like, it's so emo core that like it's comical, but I don't know.
So emo. Well, actually, it takes you back, right? Because, I don't know, emo is kind of dead, right?
Did they kill themselves?
They finally killed themselves.
Oh, that's bad. We're going to hell.
We're already there.
Yeah, we're already there.
That's right. Yeah, and you know, before that, you heard "Womb with a View" by Gore, and some Priestess, which was also James' pick, and you know, local talent.
Yeah, I get to say that I rubbed elbows. I went to school with Mikey Heppner, who headed up Priestess, so like that was cool to say. It's just like, hey, famous people that I went to high school with.
Yeah,
he's a really real cool person. Like it's cool that he did that for Priestess, but regardless, he was always just like a cool guy and like really passionate about music. So
yeah, that's sick. And it's good music. They're good tunes.
Yeah,
so pretty happy with that. Actually, we do still have even more Montreal metal. We got some Beyond Creation later on, which is just classic Montreal tech death, and Archspire, which are, I think, they're actually from out west, but they'll be interesting. You'll see. They'll be really weird and interesting. But right now, we've kind of moved on, and we're getting deeper and darker now. We're heading off with Enslaved in Ithaca Odini here on CKUT House from Hell. It is 9:31.
You're listening to Howls from Hell on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Extreme metal you won't hear anywhere else.
Right.